Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Welcome to R/Pro Revenge, where a bully sets a cat on fire. Our next Reddit post is from Shishi. When my dad was about 10 or so, he, his folks, and his older brother lived in a rural area in Texas. Next door to them was one of those kids that was just one nasty little piece of garbage. The kind of kid who steals, breaks stuff that doesn't belong to him, beats up on little kids, all because it's fun for him. So my dad had a cat, and this being rural Texas in the 1960s, this cat lived outside 24/7. One day, the neighbor kid decides to set this poor cat on fire. I kid you not. Terrified and in agony, the poor kitty ran away from home, straight towards the neighbor's kid's house. It ran under the neighbor's house and set who knows how many years worth of old insulation, cobwebs, and dust on fire before running back out. It was at this point that my dad's father was able to grab his son's cat and smother it before rushing it to the vet. They got home hours later to find the neighbor's house reduced to smoldering ruins, and with the bully being dragged through the remains by the father and getting his ass wailed on the entire time. The kid and his parents lost everything, and they had to pay the vet bills for my dad's cat. The cat survived, by the way. And the top post from Rugsy says, with 8 lives to spare. Then down in the comments, we have this unexpected story from Ashtree. We learned about a fun case in my first year of law school where a dude was cleaning some machines with gasoline right next to the furnace. Basically, a rat caught on fire from the furnace, freaked out, ran into the puddles of gas, and blew the place up. And then another story from Tom E. Tom, who writes, I read one a while ago about mid-80s where I live, where a guy was cleaning something with gasoline inside of his trailer home and decided to light up a cigarette. Hilarity ensued. He lived, but I don't know what was going on inside his mind at the time. Well, probably nothing. I think that was the problem. Our next Reddit post is from Steve Co. To explain things a bit, I live in Korea, where studying and getting into college is a huge deal. Our college also starts in March, unlike the United States. This event happened in January. About 2 years ago, when I was in 11th grade, my brother, who's 4 years older than me, gave me his PC that was bought when I was in 10th grade.
It had maxed out specs, including two state-of-the-art graphics cards, and a killer CPU capable of running most games for the next 4 years or so. However, in Korea, it's practically a federal crime to do anything other than studying when you're in high school, so my parents didn't like that I got an awesome computer in my second year of high school. However, since I was an obedient little chicken, I never downloaded any games and promised to keep it that way until I got into college. That same year during Chuseok, which is a national holiday held in October, my two piece of garbage cousins came to our house since it's a family gathering and my father is the eldest son. One of the cousins is the same age as me, and the other is 5 years younger. They're known to throw fits when they don't get their way, and they had a history of breaking glassware and other things in our house, which they never paid for. I was, and still am, an introvert, so I just said hello to my family, ate lunch, and went straight to my room to sleep. I made sure to lock my bedroom doors since my room is filled with Legos, snacks, and other things, like the PC, that I didn't want my cousins to lay their grubby little hands on. After about an hour, I fell asleep, and I heard laughing noises and immediately felt rage building up under my skin. It was the cousins, and they managed to pick the lock on my door using effing chopsticks. I don't know how I managed to stay asleep, but apparently they turned on my PC, downloaded a bunch of games that I never play, and was cranking up the volume to 80%. I sprung out of my bed and yelled, "What the F are you doing in my room? I know that I locked it." But they replied with a smug grin that made me want to punch a wall just by thinking about it. "Well, you should have locked it up better. Too easy for me." And then they just kept playing. I was livid, but I didn't want to cause a scene, so I just told them to play their games and not download weird stuff like viruses. Fortunately, they just stuck to their games. However, that wasn't the end of it. When it was time for them to go, they went to their mom, my aunt, and whispered something into her ears while maintaining eye contact with me. I knew that this shit was about to hit the fan. The following conversation took place. My aunt said, "How old are you, OP?" "You're my aunt. I think you're supposed to know." My mom said, "He's in 11th grade." "So, you're studying hard?" She already knew the answer to that, since I was owning her son in terms of academic achievement. "Yeah?"
"So, you wouldn't have time to play with your computer then."
Oh man, here we go. I said, "Just because I'm not playing games on it doesn't mean that I'm not using it. I use it to download problems and do homework." My aunt just flat out ignored me.
"Well, since you're not using it, can you just give us your computer? Your cousin here really enjoyed it, since our computer is not very good."
And before I even let out a single word, my mother exclaimed, "Yes, you can." I know that most of you guys would think that this is absolute BS on my mother's part, but my mom still thought that that computer was bringing my grades down, even though I stayed among the top 1% of my school all along. And college is a big thing here in Korea. However, even though I understood why my mother wanted to get rid of my PC so badly, I wasn't having it. I told my aunt's family to get out of our house, and I'll do whatever I want with my PC. However, to my horror, when I came back from the library after studying, I noticed that my PC was gone, replaced by an envelope that had about $100 on my desk. I screamed at my mother for letting my aunt take my computer, and we pretty much stopped talking for about a month, which was easy to do since I go to school at 7 a.m. and I came back home at 2 a.m. After about a month, I still didn't forgive her for that, but I was too busy with my studying to care. After a year, in December 2018, I was admitted into one of the most prestigious engineering universities in Korea, and my parents officially didn't give an F what I did as long as it was legal and sensible until March of the following year when school started. This also meant that I could play whatever games I wanted. I got plenty of money from my other family members as congratulations, but not the aunt's family, surprise, surprise, amounting to about 3,000 USD. I was planning on buying a new PC when I saw a Facebook post from my cousin playing games on my stolen PC. It was already too late for me to care, and since I'd already decided to get a new one, I almost shrugged it off. Almost. Until a brilliant scheme popped into my head. I went to my mother, recording the conversation with my phone, to ask her to get my PC so I could use it. You know, since I got into college. However, my mom said that we already gave it to them, and starting conflicts with family members can be a real pain in the butt. This was, of course, the answer that I wanted, since I could clearly state in my recording that they took my PC against my will and practically stole it. My mother admitted all of this, unaware that I was recording her. Then I started executing my revenge. During Christmas, we decided to have a get-together at our aunt's house, since Chuseok and Lunar New Year's was held at our house. That opportunity was too good to pass. My father was planning to go screen golfing with the other men of the family, which meant that he was bringing his golf clubs with him. I snuck in my aluminum baseball bat in his golf bag a day before going to my aunt's house. Furthermore, I went to my bank to withdraw $100 in coins. I put everything in the trunk and we left for my aunt's house. After we arrived, we ate dinner and hung out at my aunt's house. When no one was suspecting, I went into my cousin's room and my PC was there. My plan was to smash the computer to bits with my baseball bat and lay out everything on his bedroom floor just to mess with him. However, a better idea popped into my head. Since his room was on the second floor and he was out on the gravel yard playing with his little brother, I decided to just throw the PC out of the window with all my strength. I opened his window, disconnected all the wires, and waited for him to see what was about to happen. After I opened the window, we made eye contact. He saw the PC in my hands and just froze. I didn't. I yelled, "F you and F this PC," and threw it out the window. The sound was magnificent. Everyone went outside to see what the sound was, and my piece of garbage cousin was yelling that he'd kill me. My aunt screamed, and so did the other cousin. It was a shit show. I came down to see my aunt's family members red with rage and started screaming obscenities at me. I didn't listen to any of the insults, nor did I care what they said about me. I just wanted to hear one thing, and pretty soon my aunt said it. "We paid you! Why would you do this? This is vandalism!" I smiled and sent my piece of garbage aunt the recording that they took my PC against my will and went straight to our family's car to take out the carry-on luggage with $100 in it. Then I poured all the money and coins on their living room floor. "Here's your money. Good luck finding a PC with that." And with that, I just left. I hopped on the subway and went straight home, ignoring all the text messages and phone calls. After my mom came home, she told me that because of me, we would never see them again, and it was all my fault. I didn't care. However, what surprised me was my father's reaction. After my mother ranted at me, my dad silently came into my room and said, "Good job." I didn't know it then, but the uncle was also a piece of garbage when my father was a kid, and when my grandmother was dying. The only thing he cared about was how much of the money was going to him. I guess douchebaggery is a genetic trait, lol. My father also said, he's a plastic surgeon. He could have bought them a PC of their own, but he didn't because he's an effing cheapskate. Ever since then, I've never seen that uncle. The reason I'm posting this now is because the second-rate university that my cousin attends just filed for bankruptcy for corruption and unpaid debts. That's karma. OP, I'll admit, this is a very, like, flashy way to get revenge, but the best revenge would have been to just steal the PC back. I think you're just more motivated by revenge than I am, OP, because I would have had a hard time letting go of that much money. Our next Reddit post is from my work at a small booth. So, this didn't happen to me. It happened at one of the retail cell phone stores that I manage. We put out demo phones for customers to play with. The funny thing about these phones is that they're locked, they can't be used, and they have no real value. From time to time, a dumb thief will come into the stores and take one of these phones. Today was one of those times. This particular store is usually slow, so having one or two employees working at a time is normal. Today, one of the employees was at lunch, so only one employee was at the store. In walks two guys. One of them is engaging with the employee, asking questions and acting like an interested buyer. The second was looking at the demo phones, but in reality was taking it off the security stand. The employee notices the guy has removed the demo phone from the security device and turns to look at him. The thief runs towards the door, and unbelievably, the employee tackles the thief. The two roll around exchanging blows outside the store. It was a completely crazy scene. The funny part about all this is that the thief got away with the phone, but in the process of wrestling with the employee, he dropped his car keys out of his pocket. The employee picked up the car keys, went inside the store, locked the door, and called the cops. To keep a longer story short, the cops came and towed the thief's 2016 Honda Accord. So he got a pretend phone that's as good as worthless, and he lost a good car. Also, the cops were easily able to identify the thief and put a warrant out for his arrest. Yo, what was going through that employee's mind? He could have gotten stabbed or shot. Why? Just to protect the store's $50 demo phone? I mean, I'm glad he did do it because it made for a better story, but what was going through that guy's mind? Our next Reddit post is from Camo Underwear. So, I've been working for a food shop for about 3 years now. This place is an absolute hellhole. This past year, we've had 7 general managers, and double that for the amount of lower employees who have started and quit. The turnover rate is ridiculous. That being said, I'm the only employee who knows how to do everything at that store because I've been there for so long. Or at least, I was. I went home about a month and a half ago for fall break. I told my new manager, Josh, who started a week before I left, the date that I would be back. During the break, I was kicked out of the work group chat, and I also noticed that our employee app, Jolt, was saying that I wasn't registered to a company anymore. So I texted our general manager. No answer. Then I texted one of my fellow shift managers, who had been there for about 3 months at the time. He said that Josh fired me because he felt like I didn't respect him as the general manager, and I always belittled him by telling him what to do, aka training him. Who ghosts their most experienced employees instead of firing them to their face, or even over a text? Since I had put 3 years into this company and actually very much enjoyed my job and the yearly raises I'd earned, I was livid. I felt disrespected that the dude didn't even have the balls to answer my texts. I thought about going to the store and trashing it, but I didn't want to break the law. So I got a new job and I had to take a slight pay cut. Still, I worked my way up quickly and became a shift manager again, and now I'm a department manager, working at my local grocery store. The revenge? I've hired the entire staff from my old job. Since I knew how lazy Josh was, he wouldn't have learned how to do anything himself, and just relied on what I taught my other shift managers. He's gone from a staff of 3 knowledgeable managers and 5 reliable associates down to 0. He's gonna be scrambling for new hires, and might even have to shut down the store for a couple of weeks until he finds some. I only wish I could see it happen for myself. That was r/ProRevenge, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.